Hey, Carl's getting set for the second game here in Chicago against the White Sox. I meant to ask you this yesterday. Ozzie Guillen won a World Series here, and I know he does pre and post, and Ozzie is quite a personality, but you're already smiling. You have the distinction that you and Ozzie Guillen are the only two Venezuelan managers ever to manage in Major League Baseball. He was number one. What's your relationship like with him?
Yeah, look, what an honor, you know, that I'm the second one, especially with Ozzie, and he was the only Venezuelan that, you know, won a World Series. But look, I go way back with him because my early years as a player in Winter Ball, he was towards the end of his career, and we played on the same team, so we played together. And I was the rookie of the year that year, my first year, and I remember him coming from the big league and saying, hey, who's this rookie guy that's playing shortstop? He ain't playing no more, and I'm sitting on my locker, and he's walking towards the locker room reporting that, and I was like, oh, man, you know, like, he's real here. He was just joking me, and then it's like, hey, man, you know, proud of what you're doing, keep doing what you're doing, you're gonna keep playing, I'll move. So 2 weeks later, I think he was retired. He couldn't take, you know, what the fans were giving him. But look, yeah, it was good to see him yesterday. And yeah, he's got a personality.
So switching focuses to the White Sox now. Jesse Winker yesterday, that the sound of the contact was a little bit different. I don't know if the fact that there was a little bit of a lesser crowd or not, but it sounded like the swings were good. What did you see from Jesse Winker? Just the last couple of days, too.
Yeah, you're right. That double that he hit in the gap, he was solid, you know. But this is a guy that we knew was going to give us a good at-bat. He knows the strike zone, and he's got power. And good game yesterday for him. He's had some huge at-bats for us, and against good pitching, too. You know, the one of Martinez against the Diamondbacks, the one of Dominguez, the walk-off, like, guys throwing 100, you know, and he just barreled those guys. So, yeah, a professional hitter, and he's not only doing it, you know, offensively, but makes some good plays defensively, and he's just a personality. He in the clubhouse, he's been great.
Jose Quintana's pitching today. He's a lefty, of course, and also David Peterson, a lefty that you've had. Pickoffs have been a big part of the story for controlling the running game. I know the beginning of the year, you guys were struggling with doing that. What have you seen from the pickoff game? It's been terrific.
Yeah, and you got to give credit to Glenn Sherlock and the pitching staff, Hef, and all the pitchers, actually, that got to go out there and execute it, but doing their homework, making an emphasis, you know, because we work a lot in spring training, and then out of the gate, team was just running wild. So we continue to work on it. And, yeah, having those lefties help. But you got to give a lot of guys credit here that are doing the homework, they're preparing, and we're seeing some good results.
This is also a big start for Quintana because this is the first team, the White Sox, that gave him a chance when they plucked him from the Yankees as a minor leaguer. So how much emotion do you think goes into a start like this, knowing that he's loved to deliver another good start for you?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he's, you know, this is a place where, you know, he had a pretty good career. And, you know, we were kidding with him yesterday, you know, back to your house here. And, you know, he just smiled. But look, he's a professional. He's been in this league. He knows where we at and the importance of every game. And he's going to go out there, take the ball, and give us a chance to win a baseball game.
All right, Carlos, thank you so much.
Yeah, you got it.